Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, it's the first of two close scrimmage situations in the Kevin Wilson camp. The Big Ten officials getting work, too, in both as fall camp continues with two-a-days today. The first of two parts with Hoosier defensive coordinator Brian Knorr himself, like that 3-4 that he employed in his first campaign a year ago. Players are getting a better feel, and we'll start today with coaches Noah Joseph and Brandon Shelby working together in that secondary.
Well, I think with our secondary, we need to be in sync with both our corners and safeties, and so to be able to have those guys hearing the same thing, understanding what the corner's doing, and so we put them together and having one coach one side, one coach the other, and it's really been pretty beneficial, especially throughout the summer. We were able to work with our guys a little bit, and I think it's going to show benefits this fall.
And, you know, all on the same page, in the same room with the same thoughts, that's a big plus.
It is. We had a staff that a lot of us hadn't worked together last year, and I think as our team improved the last half of the season, especially the last four games, I think as a staff we gelled, and to have everybody back, we're real.
Brian, but just talk about how far the whole system, this year, second year, and the familiarity starting to show.
Well, you're right, Joe. Familiarity, especially with those linebackers, T. Gray Scales, Greg Gooch, Marcus Oliver. You know, those are young backers last year that either didn't go through spring or were in high school last spring. And so to have a season under the belt, a good spring, we should see a lot of benefits from our front seven.
That's defensive coordinator Brian Knorr. A little later today, part two, some name servicing, all working on the same game plan defensively, improving here in 2015. Sports Talk returns to Yogi's tonight at 6. Reds back on the airwaves with the Royals pregame at 7. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
You know, Kevin Wilson makes no bones about it. Defense has to get better, and there are signs showing improvement here. In the practices leading up to the season opener, September 5th against Southern Illinois. Defensive line getting its pieces together, but together as a unit. That's what defensive coordinator Brian Knorr and his coaches have in mind between now.
We just got to keep working on attitude, effort, and getting better at what we do, the basics of what we do. We'll start implementing game planning for our first two or three opponents after the following Saturday. But right now, we're just trying to get better at our base defense, being able to play faster, play more comfortable, and just working on the fundamentals.
You know, fundamentals, discipline, and attitude kind of go all on the same, don't they? I mean, we talk about attacking and attitude with defense, but you got to have the discipline in there.
You have to have discipline. One of the areas that we looked at last year from a discipline standpoint is big plays. There were a number of big plays in crucial games that may have been the difference, whether it was Rutgers, Penn State, even Ohio State. Some crucial big plays, and so we need to be disciplined and be able to down the ball and just go out. People are going to move the ball on you, but you got to be disciplined and not give up the big plays.
Well, that certainly was one of the chief culprits, as Brian Knorr was mentioning a year ago, but this is a new year, and everyone concerned knows that it just has to get better. By the way, we return to Yogi's tonight for Sports Talk. Commissioner of the IHSAA, Bobby Cox, will be down to help us usher in, if you will, the high school football season. And with that in mind, Dr. Jeffrey Smithers of Orthopedics of Southern Indiana, our topic, concussions. Reds, Kansas City, game 1 tonight, pregame at 7 o'clock. It's a busy Tuesday. I'm Joe Smith.